Well,
Where
she
he's
was a tool.
near Mr. Joffrey.
Everybody.
I can't understand
Everybody.
that.
Everybody's
But
a
then any post high school should have turned down. Apparently, Thursday's supposed to be the last thing I was. Some of this road is there full?
Sunday, I heard.
Yeah, I said they changed it. They're supposed
I'm
to.
going to give you a Sunday anyway.
I don't know. I was just.
I was told Sunday is supposed to be live, but Monday, if people want, they should do it remotely. But I'm
I thought,
not.
yeah, I'm sure those are probably also already voted.
Remote, though, I think. No? All right, we'll have you Sunday. Because today, Bez Hashem, I want to finish up the Malach of Tzad. And then tomorrow, Thursday, and Sunday, I'll do all the Shokim, and then we'll be done with the Malach. Okay, so I think we were up to, we started it.
You
51.
Started the Sunday Shabbos Kof Zayin?
Yeah, 51. That was right up to. So that's the meaning of. I have a whole shibarushuso, like a domesticated type of creature. So the Mishnah says in Kuzan Amud Aleph 51, we started, but we'll go again at that point. But that if you have a chayav of shibarushuso, you own it, it's a domesticated, and we'll discuss the different types of domesticated creatures. But Atzodom Potter, this is your Potter. And Rashi explains, there in Kuzan Aleph 52, chayav of shibarushuso Potter, in Tzodom, already Tzodom owned them, they're already confined, they're already trapped, this is where the dog lives. This is its home, so to speak. So it's not considered trapping just by bringing it inside or something like that. This is its makom. Okay? That's the animal's makom. And that's how the Rambam Paskin, the Perek Yud Halacha Chaf Dalet here in the Shabbos 53. Hatzad Chayav of Shavur Shuso. He gave examples. Could go in Avozim, the Tarnagolim, geese, chicks. You know, people had farms or whatever. So, you know, they had a pending area outside their house where the chickens ran around. But that's where they were, you know. So that, or Yonah Elias, certain types of birds, pigeons, whatever, dogs, so you're potter. And that's a set of Shulchan Aruch as well. The Shulchan Aruch makes a chiluk, as we see, in Simshin Tez Vayin here, Sifyat Beis 54, Chayva of Shemuchusha Mutar Litzudon, right? Who Shalom Yimrodu? But they're not rebellious creatures, not, you know, they're not rebellious beasts, so to speak. Okay, but if they're wild, especially if sometimes, again, I mentioned yesterday, they have an animal that's not yet trained to be your, you know, doesn't recognize or doesn't acknowledge itself as a member of your household, so to speak. Yeah.
Why do you say motherhood more so?
Good point. Well, let's see. It may relate to two different types. So let's say it's a good point. I have to think about that. Anyway, there are the they weren't raised or they weren't accustomed to being among people. Okay, he says your way, right? He says it's also you did it, your potter. And he mentioned in the Abu Parav the Sus, the cow, horse, the kosher and sharchav shemardu im tzodon chayv chatos. So let's see what's exactly mentioned about a cat at the end. So let's see what's going on in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shabura writes as follows: Chayv of shemur shuso, kol el kol mine balei chay shehirgilon babayis. That's the key. They're accustomed to living in a home among people. The nasu b'nei tarbos. They're domesticated. The tarbus, which means culture, but it means they're domesticated. Okay? So then, it's mutter. Now, the what does it mean, mutter? Mutter means even l'chadchila, as Gimel writes, I know a feel of b'chutz, even if they're outside, kevan shehim b'nei tarbus, the hurgul of abayis, u'memele yachzur l'beisom ba'erem, that's the key, that's the criteria according to the Mishnah Berurah, name of others, obviously, they come back home at night. You know, even if the dog roams around, the cat or whatever, they come back to this house at night. The noach l'tofs is easy to get them. L'chein af kashi yetsu and abayis, even though they'll go outdoors. But at night, the dog, you know, likes to run day, likes to run around the yard, whatever it may be. But now at night, it comes back. So then a harayat can sort of all the shayach b'hem seder. There's no concept seder because they come back on their own. You don't need to trap them. You don't need to confine them. They come back on their own. Now, the Mishabur mentions something else, an important point to cut in the Dalad, that you know, you can bring them back, mutal tzudon, but you can't hand them because pets are muktzah. Okay, that's a different issue. It's not our issue, but the pets, you know, animals are muktzah. And a road they for some adshich nesu lemakom tsar v'nomen bifneim. Right, you can chase it or prod it in somehow, you know, chase it indoors, but you can't actually lift them up. Okay, animals are muktzah. So it's a different issue, but obviously relates. Okay, now the Ramor writes, however, the yesh omim da usur. Okay, now usur when. Okay, when is it usur? The Shabur says not shaykh say it at all. The name of explaining the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramor writes the usur. Hanu kashem bachutz o bifnim bebayis gadol sheish bo shiur tzeda hanu shelo yachal asid b'shchia achas like we mentioned before an aberration simon upos ka achronim kayem shemur mazeh the achronim are machmer for this yeshom and ramor that it's also to kind of trap them either outdoors in a pen or in a big house and so on. He says v'im yatzo ofos lachutz v'choshesh. You're right. I have to look up. The Gemara Mishnah uses language patos, usually patam also, which is the Yesh Omrim. Here there are more. I don't remember now why the Mishnah will explain why, because that's Shaykh Tzad. So that's enough to say that the Gemara was talking about this other case. Okay, but be that way, it can be done with through an Eni Yehudi. All right. Can you go to Chai Adam? The Chos of the Mutal Lamud with Nea of Shalom Yivrach. Can they Shemay Liach Shalom Bias? All right. And other ways you can block the door and so on. So that's, but we're machmer for that, that you shouldn't trap them, you know, even outside. Yeah.
And the Mishabur
is,
Not exactly, but almost like
mine
would
be
full. Why are you bringing them inside?
They
don't have that function.
Yeah, but you want them indoors to protect them, or it's something along those lines, I guess. Now, look into Sukkot Nunches. Mishabur writes, Latsu, Lufiza Yeshu Zoyer, from a hachnis to offer the Shabbos in Habayis, Lamokom Akluf Shalem. Again, this doesn't apply to us too much. If you have birds in your house, sometimes I guess people have pet parakeets. Or whatever, you know, that the pet parrots that they let fly around the house and then eventually put them back in the cage. Right? So the Mishabur says, according to this, you have birds that are in the house, okay, kishugodol mechusar tzedashom, they're fluttering around the house, you can't really catch them easily. You shouldn't put the lamokom aklushon, shisham lamokom tzar, mikut tzedigimor, because then it's going to be tzedah. You know, they're in your house. You can't put them in a cage and further confine them. But, and if how you offer chadash or hurgobas, usually isim chol gadla, I feel a nichnas uba atzma klum. Then, if they're not really trained, let's say the bird itself flew into the cage, okay, because the bird feed is there, it feeds the food. You can't lock the cage. Okay, again, I don't think this is terribly relevant. That's the case he's talking about, though, just to clarify the shulchan. But look at Sifnun Tes. He speaks about paro v'sus. These are domesticated, we call, I guess, farm animals. Farm animals. He says, "Perish the Sukkotan test. The part of the sus shehein minei bevis shol shayach tzeda klal. I feel with the rabbanon. There's no tzeda here at all. I feel with the rabbanon. I feel who kana osam mechadish. Even though they're new, badai he just bought them. Badai lo hurgul avos beso ki ein asun lishamek mitachas yidei adam. These type of cows, no, they don't run away. They don't do that. It's not what they do. We talk yesterday where the cows run a lot, but I mean, maybe they run, but they don't run away." Horses are made distinction a wild horse and a domesticated horse. But if you purchase a horse, it doesn't tend to run away. Okay, and therefore the Mishabur is saying that these type of farm animals, these type of behaviors, are not there's no sud by them because they don't go ain asuli shom tachzei adam. Therefore, mutal lipos osam liskor osam b'makom tzar. Back to that second day in the Ramah. Other types of things, even if they're domesticated to the extent that they'll come back at night, but still, right now, the animals running around outside, then they'll be tzeded rabbanon. And if Marda, I feel part of it, chayv chayv. But if it, you know, it's a strange horse, a strange cow that does run away, it's a rebellious cow. Okay, so then there will be a shayach and seder. But as a general rule, that's the distinction that he mentions. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Berurah. Another important point that the Shaar HaTzion the point that Shaar HaTzion mentions, it's a cotton pay bays, printed 56, he quotes one of Rishonim, who say that another criterion aside from coming back at night is b'mizonosen al mizonosan alecha. Are you responsible for feeding this animal? If you're responsible to an animal, you feed it. The animals know that. Okay, when I used to say that if you give a cat a put out a bowl of milk for cats, it'll always come back to that place. Is that true?
But I'm sure they always
Yeah, more can, right. So that mizonos alecha, so then they're not going to run away. Right? So that's just another criterion aside from, you know, the fact it'll come back at night. Okay. I've heard of the Biar Loch and Sifu Bey is Chayv on Shushu. So just to add, Hinei Dover Zeshek Masad Mishab Ruling, Knias of Chadash, we read that already. Look at the third line. It's not a law machine. Okay, if they run into flying in a cage itself, then it's okay. It makes that again that distinction whether it's domesticated, it flies in and so on. So bottom line, what emerges in all of this is that if the animal returns home at night, there's certainly no tzar on a daraisa level. That's for sure. On a drabbana level, there is, okay, unless, but the difference would be that on a drabbana level, maybe that's what you're asking, why would a person do it? Because you want to prevent either the animal from getting harm or from doing harm. In other words, I want to, so it's for the tzorach of the animal. Same reason you're allowed to walk a dog on Shabbos, the dog has to relieve itself. Okay, tzar balechayim, and you can't let the dog run off by itself. It'll get by a car, whatever it may be. So then, again, there are rules about the leash, and, you know, without an air. But again, you're allowed to do that.
I mean, it's mukta.
You know, it's mukta, right. You try to minimize it, but yeah. Okay.
Is it classified at a lower level, meaning make it not?
So again, it's Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon were not good.
Most of that.
Rabbanon weren't good. They were not
gozer. That doesn't make
books
anymore?
Yeah, they weren't gozer in that case. So it's the same thing here. Again, if the animal returns home at night, there's no tzad derais anyway, right? So the only question is Rabbanon. So once it's Rabbanon, so if there's some hezek or some concern, then you can say that Rabbanon weren't gozer in that case. Okay. Yeah, not exactly Mokar Mitzvah, but yeah.
I don't mean
the
one
shlosh,
then it's
the
and whatever.
Yeah, right. Okay, so now I'm just telling you that's halacha. Also, again, and docile animals, cows and stuff like that, they're submissive or whatever, so no tzar at all, even on a drabbana level. Let's look at Aruch HaShulchan. He gives you, as usual, a pretty good summary. In Shin Tazayin, Sif Lamed Hei, 58. Again, he's Mako, that's the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber. He says, Mutter, who shall rode over him more than Osir? Okay, also Tosa Bechotzer, that's what we saw. And Rabbeinu Bechotzer, we know the Yeshua, the Osso, so the Chavish, it's not a Potter, it's Potter Abonin, so Potter Osir. So it's a Machok, it's Mechaber, like we saw. Okay? Aval Par Besus, Poshim Yishar Chavish, Shemar, the Mitzvah, and Chav Chatas, Rein Eger. All right, details if you think someone else's mishus is fine. But dogs and cats, by the way, will sometimes wander off. Okay, dogs and cats do wander off sometimes. Every once in a while, you see a sign on top of a lost dog, lost cat. Right? You see
stray cats. Stray cats,
so then there would be a problem. There would be a problem, certainly on the drabbana level. Okay. Siflam involved. Im calls out dwarf sikhan beard. Im came. So then also the hakni's parvus was the refus. But then is it also bring to put the horse in or the cow in the barn or tana goes to lula, the chicken into the coop? Or for shanino, the dali behem chayv up the chutz and so on and so forth. Although Inyan Seda writes the Aruch HaSholem, Lo Shayach Klal Behemos Va'ofos Baitis, a house domesticated. They were bais. Amugolan Ve'atzman Nichnosu Kluvan Gamkin. Okay, so therefore, Lachain Imabalim Shorkim Lahem. If the owners will whistle, or you know, some kind of, you know, people call the dogs that way, no? A whistle, the dog comes running. Okay, I mean, that's an example he's giving. You know, you whistle, the dog runs into the house. That is not called tzeid at all, according to the owner.
Because
the dog responds to that kind of action, then that's not called tzeid. That's what I'm saying. What's that? A cat would be a bigger problem. Yeah, don't respond to those. It's true. So the dog is trained. Okay, you've seen people whistle the dog coming in. I don't have a dog or a cat. I mean, yeah. Okay. Possession, and then they don't want to be to it. Okay. So, yeah. So that would be a little bit. So, the horror, if the cat looks on, I'll close the door on the roof. Let's see. Okay, it would be a little hard to say that, practically speaking. So we'll see one other point. So hold the thought. Look now the next Sif Lamed Vav. Salah Zayin, I mean, that was Lamed Vav, 58, the last part of 58. Behine behemos v'susim, heim tamid b'nei tarbos. These type of animals that are always considered domesticated. They ain't shy, but in say the locus of Mordor, unless they're wild. Zelo Shkiach. Abatanagol, Abatanagol, it's sort of called Balabias, Lashkiach, Abane Beso. Dime Murgol, the bias, or Nochlin Kuddles, the bias of Gulen. I know Kishishokan, the Tsaftafim, Lem, Boim, you. Sometimes the cattle, there are sounds that attract the cat. Okay? So then that's Mutter. Alam im ain't a Murgol, Ashman, Shaporch, and the Kano Kano Shmoti, Mitachas Yarabalim. Okay. So again, to close a door in a house when you have an animal or something inside the house, to keep it inside that area, that would be Taka Shaila. Of tzad, if you're just closing the door for a different reason, so we'll see. You close the door with the door shut, but to keep it trapped, that looks like it's a problem with certain types of things. It's only been done by an Yehudi. The avozim, okay, avozim are geese. Indica is a turkey. Indica hen is a turkey. I don't know if that's what Aruch HaShulchan was talking about because I don't think there were turkeys where he lived. Okay, the turkey is an American bird. That's all shot up at kashrus of a turkey. But there's something called an indica hen. Anyway, he says they're very calm. I don't know if they're so calm. Turkeys are not necessarily so calm. Turkeys are not, you know, I was once actually in a petting zoo, like a park that had a zoo. The turkey was chasing after me. It was an anti-Semitic turkey. He came right after me, literally. He kept charging after me. And someone we know, and some turkey like jumped through their kitchen window, like it shattered the windows. The turkeys could be a little wild, I'm not sure. Okay. But that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is concerned about. All right. A couple other things before we summarize all these dinim. Yeah. What about bugs, insects, and so on? So now 59. The Mishnah says in the Gemara that Shabbos proof of the base. Hatzod Chagovin. Chagovin aggressive. Somebody, I left out the Rashi's here. Should I look at the Rashi's there, proof of the base? But it says Hatzod Chagovin. Chagovin, no grasshoppers. Gizin, there are also other types of grasshoppers. Rashi says Min Chagov Tor. I left out the Rashi, I'm sorry. But Rashi there in Shabbos proof of the base says, well, 59a, right? Says Gizin are. Or min chagav tor, some type of kosher grasshopper. Other Mishnah says not a kosher grasshopper, whatever type, some type of grasshopper. So, all right, tsaroi and sirin, okay, which are hornets or wasps, okay, and yitushin are mosquitoes, okay, these pests, okay. So you chayev, you trap these things in Shabbos, you chayev dira meir, But the Chachamim omrim, kol shebemino nitzod, we already referenced this, kol shebemino nitzod chayav. Anything which is customarily trapped for its use, okay, then there's an issue, not to get rid of it, but for its use, then it's chiyuv, then it's tzad. Kol she'ein bemino nitzod potter. Okay, so we're distinguishing here between hunted and non-hunted species. Okay, so things which are commonly trapped for a constructive purpose. At one time, people trap animals for eating. Okay, I mean, that's, you hunt it and you trap them and you run home and you shecht it or whatever. I mean, cows you need to do, but people in general trapped animals for eating purposes. I guess maybe today, I don't know, I don't still done it where today, probably in some places it is. All right, but so to trap animals for their fur, for their hides, and that type of stuff. The rabbits for their fur, and the and birds for, you know, also you want them as pets, or anyway, parrots, parakeets, stuff like that. Anything which is normally trapped or confined for a constructive purpose, then there's a din of tzad, otherwise it's not. And that's why the Chachamim disagree about hornets and wasps and mosquitoes and stuff like that. It wouldn't be, that's what I'm saying. Therefore, there's no tzad. No, so he doesn't hold this to be constructive purpose. He says it's a malach tzad.
So in theory, you're hunting the okay, then it's not constructive at all.
It's part of the sport, it's a psychological, I don't know.
No,
it's not constructive. It doesn't have to be.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a different thing. So the Rambam passes this way. Perikul al-Chavdal, Chavdalam. Hatzad dover she'ein b'mino nitz'ein b'mino tzeda. Kigon chagovim, chazizim, tzirin, yitushim, parushini, parushini, fleas. Fleas. Okay. Okay, what's better is a potter. Now he says potter. Okay. But it's potter v'losser. That's fine with the mission. Still, it means the Darabana to trap these things too. To trap flies and mosquitoes and stuff like that. You know, something like in Kip, you hang one of those sticky things down, so like a trap, right? So these kinds of things would be also Darabana. But you're not chai about tzad. Shulchan Aruch, some Shinta Zayin, here's Siv Gimel. Kol Shemino Nitzor Chai Velov, Eminu Tzor Potter, also. Good. Hilchach, Zivuvim. Okay, flies. Afal pisha ein bemino nitzod. Some people don't tend to want to trap flies. Also, latzunim. You're not allowed. There's still nisser on the rabbanon level to trap them. Okay. Rabbo adds, lachein yesh lizoyer lizgor shelo lizgor teva katana. Okay, let's say you have some kind of box or chest, and it's in the summertime, and a lot of bees and flies buzzing around. So you open the drawer, there are flies in there. So what happens? You close the drawer. Trapping flies, right? So there are more rights. Yeshomim, l'chein yesh lezoyer, shelo liskor teva ktana, al listom kelim shezvom b'shabbos, because it's psikreishi, shetzunushom, right? They're going to close the door, they're going to get trapped. However, yesh mekilin, mokum shepesecha kliyit, v'litla misham yivruho. Others are making, say, no, because as soon as you open it, they can get out. It's only temporary confinement. And your drawers are made to be open and shut.
Does that matter? No, I mean, we haven't seen there be any limit on how long.
Oh, correct. But what he's saying is that since this drawer is made to be open and closed, so there's no active tzeda. You're not confined. You're not doing really an active. That's what he said. That's the Yesh Mekilin. We'll see in a moment the disagreement. Okay, so look at the Mishnah Berurah 62. Ein b'mino nitzod. Ba'afil mehutza don la'ezer tzorech. Gam keno choshev tzeda. That's the Mishnah Berurah. That's an important point here. It's called new base. Even if this guy, these things are generally not trapped. And you're doing it for constructive reasons. Okay, they're generally not trapped for constructive reasons. If you do it for constructive reason, so then some of the that's good. The tissue is my office. Thank you. Now, the Mishnah Berurah make an important point to answer your base. Ein bemino nitzod means the general world. The general world, these are not trapped for a constructive purpose. But let's say you're a scientist or whatever, so you're trapping these things because you want to examine their tendencies or whatever it is for scientific purposes. So you're doing it for constructive purposes. No longer called Seda. Lo Chashit Seda. On the Raisa level. That's what the Mishabu's point is. Has to be, in general, the people of the world, they trap these type of creatures. Okay. Now, Gimel, he quotes a Machokas, what about bees? They're not mentioned here. Dvorim, honeybees. Okay. Mashma, huh? Oh, honey. So the Mishabur says, Mashma Vesyosa, I didn't quote Vesyosa, but it's good enough to see this. Mashma Vesyosa, the Hubichal Dover Shemino Nitzo. No, they are. Okay. Avoshar Poskim Pligal and Machain Mashma Gro. So Machokas Poskim about honeybees. Okay. They could be that they're Bemino Nitzo, so therefore it's going to be also to trap them either Isa. And that would be a big chumra because it means, but once it's the raisa, even if it's a makom tsar or it's annoying you, whatever else, if it's the raisa, it's a raisa. What I said before was that either a bottom, then there's room to either save the animal for yourself or save it from harming somebody else. And this is a question of the bees in the sukkah, okay? Or, you know, insects and so on, a place where they're shepherding people. Okay, so according to this approach, if bees are in a category of yes, but we don't need some, so then guess what? They're dealing with the raisa, so there's very little wiggle room. So unless broken nefesh, I mean, there are people who are extremely allergic to getting stung by bees. That's a different story. But you know, my wife has an allergy to bee stings. Okay, I get bee sting. It hurts, but when it happens, it hurts. Okay, so it gets better soon. But there are, as you well know, there are people who get bee stings that have anaphylactic reaction. I mean, it's a, you know. So, you know, that's allergies. So anyway, so Mino Nitzod, and it's also the Raisa, the Makom Tzar. However, the other, Mishabu quotes the other post, the Makel against the Beis Yosef, because they're not Mino Nitzod. And the reason, I think, is that the beekeeper, okay, they don't really trap, even the beekeepers who, you know, have honey, they don't trap them. They set up sort of an environment for them to live in, kind of, right? But they're not really trapped. Adrab, I think they want them to go out and get the pollen or whatever, how they make the honey. So that's what some point out. The beekeepers, you know, they create a natural habitat or environment for the bees, okay? But it's not really nitzo, okay? So, you know, that's, I think, the machlokas. The one thing, it does look like they're trapped. They're caught. They are... Mishosa, the arm, but we don't need so because you want honey. But the other Mekilim against it, the Mishmur Kross, the Mekilim against the Mishosa, I think makes a lot of sense, especially as it's done today. You know, they're not really trapped. They're in a habitat or in a you know, environment that they can produce the honey. So I'm not sure that would, you know,
which part of that
makes
them not trapped? I think they can do elsewhere.
Yeah. And they fly away. Huh?
They go up a mile away.
Yeah, yeah, and they go for a distance. And they're not confined there. I have a sister and brother-in-law live in Philadelphia, Mount Kenwood. And near their home, there's some big properties there. Some guy's a bee. I don't know if he's a professional beekeeper, if he's a... So we walked to shore, my brother said, let's walk on the other side of the side. You know, all these bees flying around the property. So I've never seen him. Every once in a while, I see the guy come out this whole... uniform, you know, the protective uniform, otherwise you get stung. Okay, it's not a professional, necessarily. Yeah, I know, he makes honey, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. He gives me some of his honey on the Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's good honey, actually. Say again? I think we had caramel, we had the chocolate, it makes all kinds of different honey, yeah. He's an old friend. Anyway, the Center Honey Farm, he calls it, I think. He's interested in all these side things, you know. Anyhow, so by the way, so if bottom line, therefore, we assume Lahalok, if there are bees in the sukkah and they're bothering you, okay, so you are allowed to, cover it with a bowl if it's in the way, okay. Although many assume it's best then after, like I said before, it's best afterwards, after you're done, to let it go. Okay? Or you can set up traps beforehand. If you set up a trap before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, They used to sell these. The truth of the matter is, in these, I mean, there's a whole issue now about bees. There's an environmental problem with bees. There are less bees than there used to be. There's a whole issue in the country right now. But I remember the bees in the sukkah growing up, certainly, and even my adult life. We always had a problem with bees in the sukkah. And in recent years, this hasn't been a problem. We bought years ago, you know, like the Jewish places sold these, you know, the Jewish farm stores, whatever, the Judaica stores, sold with the sukkah, these bee traps, you hang it up and you put it in, you know. And I'm sure you can get it at Home Depot also, but probably for less. But anyway, you would hang it up. It came like a little thing to hang from your bamboo, your sock. I put it right outside the sukkah. And I guess it worked. But in recent years, I've never hung it up. Just haven't needed it. Once in a while, a bee comes in. Anyway, maybe it's because the global warming. I don't know. All right. Anyway, yeah. All right. So it's all got a box with flies in it, but it's very big. You can't get it in one shot. It's not so darn. Yeah. Now let's look at Sukkot and Tezai. So your issue is only temporary, right? So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yesh Mekilin, Rudas Ator, the Sule de Afagav, the Shas, Osilandia Gavi Kaveris Dvorim, the Machasa of Shaimo, Nikav Osir, Mishum Sikreshe, the Kovokim Svuvim Shiny, the Low Mikri Tseda Klal, the Rov Katnusa, Motsu Kishaposea Hakli, Borchana Kovisham. They're so small, they get out easily. Mashaeda came to Kaveris Dvorim, Shumalayam, you have a beehive that's full of bees. And they're a little bit big, covering it, you're definitely going to trap some, even for long term. They won't be able to get out. Others can fly away. Okay, if you open it up, then shoo the flies away. So when you close it, it won't come back in. All right, but it's a suffix, it may be psychration. Okay, and that's at the end, he refers to a big. Big Machokas comes up in Yeridea, okay, as well. Suffolk pre-segregation by Darabonon. And it's certainly not your intention to close, to trap the fleas, the flies. Okay, you're not your intention, okay? That's not what you want. It's not what you're doing it for. And it may have been, may or may not work. And it's only Darabonon to start with, because they ain't don't need some. So you have all these fakers, that's why people are making, okay? I mentioned before that the Rambam, in 16, threw in parushin, which are fleas, okay, gnats, you know. So the Gemara didn't mention that in Kufa Mubayz, but the Kufzai Mubayz, the Gemara did mention. So I printed here in 63. The Tanya, Tzad Parush B'Shabbos, Velez Mechayev, Yeshua Poter. Okay. All right. But the more important for us now is Hatzad Nachash B'Shabbos. What are we dealing with a dangerous thing? The dangerous, a scorpion, a snake, a hornet, you know, which would sting and cause a lot of pain. So, imisasik bo shelo yishchenu poter. Again, if it's if you're doing it, it's trapping a harmful creature, is mutter, okay? So that's what I'm saying. So, here he says, if your only goal is shelo yishchenu, you don't want to prevent from biting, it's poter lo oser. We'll see. We'll see in a second. Okay. Lamaisa, it's only drabanan because it's aimed at mino nitzo. It's dealing with drabanan. So if it's welcome tsar, so we're going to say chilek in a second. Hold your thought. And that's what it says in the mission. The mission says that son nachos b'shabbes misasik moshoshkenu potter in merfu if you're chopping the snake because it's from medicinal purpose. What medicinal? I guess snake oil. I used to believe was beneficial for treating certain things. Okay. Then you do it for constructive purpose and a chayav. Okay, but misasul shem sheshchenu poter. All right, so let's look at the Rashi at Sod Nochash. On the next page. Nami had seder hi avalochem. The zoo ain't a truck with seder shlo tishchenu. You don't want to trap it, you just don't want to bite. Okay, so it's not Sod. The Rambam mentions the following. Ramosim umazikin kigon nechashim vakur. It's Perikin Olcha Chafei 65. Ramosim umazikin kigon. Sorry, Ramosim hamazikin. Things which cause damage kigon nechashim vakur. Afal pi she'enan mamisan. You can't kill them. Hove and Noshchan, Mutter Litzod Osam B'Shabbos. He says, Mutter, you're allowed to trap them on Shabbos. Who she is scabbing, not somebody shirasam. That's provided your intention is to prevent yourself from being bitten. Ketzer osa kofa kliyalim or makifalein or koshran kedishal. Is he going to be tied up and do something like that? Okay, and that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So shintez zayin sin zayin 66. Hatzod nechash mishabes al shara mosam hamazikim lerfu achayim bishol shosh kana mutter. Now your point is well taken. It didn't say mutter, it said potter. So that's the whole thought. Both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say mutter. And Siv Zion, Shin Tazayan, Siv Zion. That's all the Chosh Mishabas, the Shara Moshe Lazikin, and Rafu Chayim, Mishin Shoshkan, and Mutter. Siv Tess, Parush, Hanigur, Bargus, Bargut, I don't know, Lashon Arab, Arabic, it's for gnats or for fleas. Also, Tzodo, Elim Kain, who Absoro, Vaokso. Unless it's on your skin, it's biting you.
What is this?
Stinging. What?
What is
this? Biting. Stinging. Stinging. If you show chanochash, must be mikvahel. So you show chanochash, okay, biting neshech, you know, with ribbis, because it bites away, eats away. Right? That's the idea. But the real word neshech is if you show chanochash, Allah Hashem, if you show chanochash, means biting, or stinging, biting by a snake or stinging by a creature. Okay, anyway, yeah. So this type of thing, this fleas or whatever, unless it's biting you, the problem of also hargo. There are more ads. We'll have to come back. There's going to be some overlap now between this and the next malach of shochet. You shouldn't squeeze it with your fingers. Pick it up and throw it away. Then he mentions about kina. Kina is a louse, lice, nits in your hair, nits of the eggs, you know, the lice. Then mutal hargo. You're not to kill them on Shabbos. That's a whole problem of, you know, because not considered alive, it's a lower form of life, it's a problem. We'll talk a little more about it now with the other malacha. Anyway, hamafala begadol mekinim, if you're shaking your, lice was a big problem. Lice was a big problem until relatively recently. Still is a big problem. A little kid, not as much of a problem. Every once in a while, the school, the camp has, they test the kids for lice. Okay, and then they have to shampoo the hair, whatever. One of the kids have lice. I remember when my kids were little. The girls always, because girls have long hair. And my daughters had dozens of dolls. So I remember we had to throw out the dolls because there were lice and nits and some of the dolls' hair, a mess. Okay, but at one time, people had lice all the time. That's why people would often shave their head. That's why people wore wigs. You know, George Washington and Franklin, all these people used right. Wigs. Yeah, I think they kept their natural hair very short. To avoid the problem of lice. But they wore wigs, I think so. Okay, anyway. I think in Great Britain, in the House of Lords, you still have to, or in the courts, you still have to wear a wig.
Yeah.
In the courts, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think that's where they put these little funny things up. It's maintaining tradition. We make fun of us who maintain tradition, you know. I remember. The rabbi in Los Angeles, the Yule of the Holocaust Center, it's called the Simon Wiesenthal.
The Museum of Tower.
Museum of Tower, Simon Wiesenthal Center. Marvin Heyer.
Heyer,
yeah. So he was a very interesting, I mean, is still alive. He's still alive. Yeah. Very interesting. I don't know how he speaks, very entertaining speaker, but he said he was involved once at some dinner, you know. And I think before he went to LA, he was in Vancouver, I think. So he was once at a dinner in Vancouver in Canada, and he was as the rabbi, you know. And it was some dignitaries were in. It was a state dinner, a fancy state dinner, maybe even Prince Charles. It was some fancy British dignitary. So he actually, you know, actually ordered kosher food, you know. So they bring out this fancy dinner, and they bring him this airline thing with the tinfoil. So there was a fellow there who was a Scotsman, you know, or from Scots descent. He was wearing a whole Scottish uniform and saw the kilt and all the things on the plaid thing. No, I don't know if he had a bagpipe, but anyway. So the guy started to make fun of him, you know. He started to make fun of the rabbi. You know, this guy over here, you know, he said, food, it's about those days, it was the 1990s, you know, the 1980s, what are we, you know, you're still maintaining old traditions and so on and so forth. And he said, you're sitting here in a dress. You know, like, what? You were doing that because that's your ancestor's tradition. So this is my ancestor's tradition. Anyway, there's a joke like that. This is in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So it's in a lot of shalacht houses there. A lot of the Empire chickens and a lot of Amish there also. So, you know, the Amish look like Zedim, except that they have no mustache. They have a beard, but the Amish don't grow mustache, it's just a beard. But they wear a long coat and a big hat, you know. So the story is that some lady saw a person started yelling, and the Jewish lady says, "Why are you dressed like you're still in Poland in 1800 and so on and so forth?" And he said, "I'm sorry, you know, I'm Amish." He goes, "Oh, what a nice thing. You're keeping your tradition." Okay. Anyway. Good. So getting back to this, I don't want to go off that subject, but be that as it may, so the Rambam paskens that if you're being bitten, so on and so forth, again, dangerous things, you're muta lotzum of Shabbos, keteros, a kofel of kli, you put a barrel over some other thing to prevent it. So the Shulchan Aruch says, oh, a parushim, okay. Avakina muta lohargo. I'm a fala begad of bikina. The fala means you're shaking off, because you know, before they came to the house, you would shake off your garments for fleas, and insects, whatever, bugs. Loyar game to try not to kill them. Okay, I'm going to pluck them off of your face, but if it's in your hair already, again, that's a question. Maybe can you put this shampoo that have this, the nits today that have this type of shampoo that kills the eggs? That's a question, putting it on Shabbos. All right, anyway, these types of things in general, Rechayev says because the mikri davar shemino nitzo, people do trap snakes and things, they're going to want the skin and so on. People have shoes or whatever made out of the skin, snake skin. But in Bishril, if it's for the purpose of just being avoiding being bitten, then it's mutter. Haino afilu bokum she'en regu v'chash v'chomis ve'en rotzin achrav ela on v'komu de'bezeh aser leil v'hargon. He says the following important distinction. This is on Siv Zion. And it's based on the Gemara. I should have printed the Gemara first. Based on the Gemara later. Is the insect or the snake or the scorpion or whatever, the hornet, is it, we call it imminent danger? It's threatening you right now? Or it's just there? We're just scared about it. I mentioned the other day that giant scorpion I saw that time in the Phoenix on that street. But I mean, he what the Mishabur is mentioning. So he says, even in a place where these snakes, they don't kill people. They ain't ruts in Achrav. They don't pursue people. Ela'om them in Kolman. They sit in their place. They can't go ahead, actively go kill them. But I feel a hachil at Sudan Shari. You can, Shakofa on Kli, can put something over it so it won't cause any damage later on. Okay, Vatam, so why is that allowed? The Havim Melachashin Tzukalagufa. Right, you're not trying to trap it. It's a classic example. I'm trapping it for a different reason. I'm not trapping it because I want something from this creature. I want the creature to stay away from me. So then that's considered mutter, even if it's not going to threaten you. Okay? If I could, someone tell me for sure, oh, don't worry about that snake. He's not going to attack you. And I would be convinced that's right. I wouldn't be nervous about it. Okay, so someone tell me for sure. They say, you're sure? You know, I don't want to take any chances. You know, if there was a snake in my yard, someone told, oh, don't worry, he doesn't bother anybody. Okay, good. But I'd be nervous about it, no? I mean, some people would be nervous about it. You can't, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah. There's a story about the Brisker Rove. I forgot now what point. He was in Eretz Yisrael, it was Yerushalayim. I'm trying to think now what year it was. He left Yerushalayim, Biskarov left Yerushalayim because it was, could have been the end. I forgot when the Rav Elbel came to Eretz Yisrael. He came during the war, but I forgot when. During the war, what year was it? Before the war. Yeah, before the war ended, yeah. So his wife, and the younger children never made it out.
Correct.
Lived in 58 or 59, 60, yeah. So I think this was towards the, when the Germans had the campaign in northern Egypt, Rommel, you know, the so-called Desert Fox, right? And so there was concern, that legitimate concern, that they were going to come, the Egypt come into what they called Palestine. And the Jews were going to be in danger because of the Nazis, you know. So okay, Rommel was defeated. El Alamein, you know, so look up the history of World War II, but they never made it. But there were, you know, guns already were, you know, bullets and planes were already firing in Eretz Yisrael. So, so Biskarov said, we gotta get out of here, you know, to Rav Herzog Zalman Rocha, who was the Rabbi Rashi at that time, big, great Talmud. Rav Herzog said, listen, we have a tradition that there's not gonna be a third, you know, third Churban. It's only two Churban. There can't be a third Churban. Once there were a Jewish presence would be established, so we have a tradition, there's not gonna be a third Churban. So supposedly, Biskarov said, I have a tradition too. When they fire guns, you run. That's my tradition. You know, so in Yiddish, he said, you know, if they fire, you run. And Moshe's Leifman, right? But anyway, so that's what they hear. But the Shabur is saying, if you knew that this snake, and there are dangerous things. I just read in the paper this week, you saw some in Florida, some alligator crawled up and just, the guy was she was sitting in the, like near the edge of the pond, whatever it was, and then a crocodile came out and pulled it right in. You know, I don't know if the alligator, crocodile, whatever difference. One is American, one is South American. Oh, I forgot. Somebody said the difference between alligator and crocodile is one you see later, one you see in a while. That's, you know, right? One you see later, see later, and one you see in a while. Okay, I don't know. That's, right, one you see later. Yeah, when you see later. That's the difference. One you see later, and then you see it a lot. That's how you can tell if it's an alligator. One you can see. Anyway. All right. Anyhow. So the Mishabur says, it's called Chav Zayin, Im ha yodea sheyamod, the lawyer is he can, the lawyer tzad. So then it's a malacha shein tzukal gufa. Because you don't need it. So that's part of us in the bottom. But so she the bottom, but Hacha Mishum Hezeka. I feel it's the bottom lekka. And now the problem is, what about the Rambam who was Machmir by Melach Shin Gufa? I feel the Rambam, the Chai Baal Melach Shin Gufa, Moda Mizeh. Cost of the time, Shin Zolot Zelo Mikra Melach Klal. You have to kvetch the Rambam. But if you hold like others who hold Melach Shin Gufa as the bottom to begin with, so then, okay, here, it's your danger, your concern. So then the Rabbanim, Melach Shin Gufa, but according to Rambam, hold Melach Shin Gufa is Take Chai. So they give a different, it's not called Melach. Okay, she'ena rutzon be'etzem atzeda klal. It's a lomdish thing that Shabur says the end of Sukkot Chazayin. It flows in it, but I think it's a good point. It's the exact opposite of tzeda, because what is tzeda usually? Because you want this creature. What is this? You don't want it, right? Adrava kavarosel ha'brimsel. So you want to keep it away from you. So that's why even according to Rambam, this we mutter if you're because it's exact. It's not going to be called tzeda because. It's exact opposite purpose. You hear what he's saying? The ultimate, usually the purpose of tzeda is to bring the animal so you have it's accessible to you, right? That's usually why you trap an animal. Here, you're trapping this thing for the exact opposite, to keep it as far away from you as you can. So therefore, it would not even be tzeda. That's why it's mutter. Okay. And the Sif Tess, so as Shulchan talked about the fleas, and they mentioned about kina being different. So this is a preview of coming attractions to the next shiur. It's a Kotel Lamed Ches. We'll see this again. It says, also a hargo. Okay. Then he discusses, so why is there a difference between a flea and a louse? Kina is a louse, lice. Louse is single for lice, right? Remember with that case of don't say they're kinim, right? So lice. So, it's that tam, the mechalkin, ben parash, kina, the chol melachos, the shabbos, the mishkin alfinim, the alfinim, misas kol ba'achai, lechib, mishchitas, elim, adamim, right? You wanted the skins and so on and so forth. And, you know, kinim, he says, ain't above mizachar nekeva. Kinim are not born through male and female lice. Rather, minazeya. Okay, that's questionable scientifically. Okay, we'll have to talk about that next time, Mr. Shannon, with the next topic. But, you know, they're microscopic, and that may make a difference. Okay, but these things do come out of sweat, or let's say maggots, you know, the swarm when an animal's dead, you know, the bugs and so on. All right, we'll talk more about that. Okay, anyway, the Gemara says, I'm sure I've heard this Gemara before, but the Gemara says on Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, again, this is a preview for the next year. Amar Shimon Levi, Kol HaMazik Nerogim B'Shabbos. All damaging creatures can be killed on Shabbos. Okay? Rashi says, HaMazikim Nerogim, they threaten because they can kill people. Masav Yosef, Chamisha Nerogim B'Shabbos. Rav Yosef is the Bryson says only five types of creatures and lists what they are. Elohim, Zvuv Sheberet Mitzrayim, I don't know, some type of a fly, dangerous fly. Sira Shebeninve, they're wasp. Akrav Shebechadja, they're a scorpion. Nocha Sheberet Yisrael. Kelev Shota B'chol Mokom. Kelev Shota, they didn't know it then, but that means rabies. Okay, consider rabies. Okay, rabid dog. Okay, there's a dog. I think it'd be like a raccoon or whatever. I think so. Okay, I think so. So money. So Elam. So who's the author of this? Elam Yehuda. Hamav Malachas Shagufa Chayvela. Yehuda says you're chayv, even though it's Malachas Shagufa. So why should be allowed? Okay, why should be allowed? See, I love Rav Shimon, but even Hani of the Shara Chui Lo, but only least think of these five, not others. So Amar Yirmiyah Oman Neimal and the Matar Tzahu Dilma Shemeshu. Who says that Bryce is correct? Maybe it's an incorrect year, sir. And we also have a norm of Stisalavosivdalot. I have a tradition for this brisa. I have this brisa in my list of brises. And I asked the Kasha when I gave it Teretz. And here's the key line. Berotsu achrov. You're being pursued. Is the animal or the insect chasing you? That is divrei hakol. Could it be called nefesh? Okay. Now that's it. We'll see in the question. Divrei hakol, only those five or all of them. The Tani Tana come with the Rav of Arhuna. Hori b'chashar akram b'shabbos, ein ruach chasidim nochei menem. Meaning if you kill a snake or a scorpion on Shabbos when it's not being mazik you, so it says, ein ruach chasidim nochei menem. The pious people don't like it. So the Rav Huna answered back to Rav Amalo, osan chasidim ein ruach chacham nochei mehem. These chasidim, these pious people, the chacham don't like them. Right? So that's the answer back. Interesting exchange in the Gemara. Okay. Let's look at Rashi. Okay, you know that the Gemara won't say you have good puns or good back and forth stuff. So this is one of them. All right. So Nerogim Shabbos, right? Kosal Kadak Afilo Ein Ratzin Achrov. Apparently, even not being pursued, so it must be like Reb Shimon says, "Malchus Yogif, Malchus on the Rabbanon, Malchalo Gozik." It's not chasing after you. So no, we can go on all of it chasing after you. Yeah, this issue with the brisa, so it's a side point, but this issue with the brisa, Rav Yosef, you see, if you take a look carefully, in the Gemara, in 68, the Gemara says, Master Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef quoted this brisa. So Rashi points out, Rav Yosef, Master Kalam, the lobe of the Bechia Verboshe of Mastaya. The whole Mastis, the lobe of Mastaya, the Tosefta, the Bechia Verboshe, Ika, the Sukim, the Shabeshta. Rav Chia and Verboshe, who were the end of the Tanoim, early first Amorim, you know, the Rechina Moshe. So the Toseftas and Brises were organized by them, right? The Brises were organized by Rechina Moshe. So any Brises was not organized by them, so we're concerned maybe there's a problem with the gear. So we all said, no, I explained it and so on. Anyway, look in the last, third to last line, or fourth to last line of 69, that Rashi. Banaam in the Tarts, Matarzale, the little Tikshi. Ki Omer Meshua ben Levi call Mazika Nerogim, that which Meshua ben Levi said at the beginning of the Gemara in 68, that all Mazik can be killed, that's Berotzin Achro Kamar. That's if you're in danger. The Meshua ben Kuch Nefesh. Okay? The Dibra call Yerub Yehuda. One who limits it to those five, okay, meaning those five, even when they're not Rotzin after you, those you can kill, that's Meshua ben Shimon, who says Malach Shem Tzuchu Gufa is only Nasa Darbanan, and in this case they make. Okay, you hit a point, that's how he works it out. Okay. Tosas learns a little differently. Okay, then Rashi Tosas there in Shabbos Kupchov Alpha Bayz and Wasl Barotz and Akram. Pierce Bakutras, Shulan Levi, Barotz and Akram Kul Nevesh, and the Bryce is Amrod. And that's like a Shimon. Because he said it doesn't work out with the flow of the Gemara and so on, therefore when Philon's down Venera Lurila Farish. The Brisa Barotzin Achav and Dibra Kol Perish Afilah Yehuda Modeh the Chamisha Shori Lar Barotzin Achav. only those five, Yehuda's Modi, can kill it to chase you. Abel Shar, also Lahargan, Afilu Rotsin Achav, Yehuda. The others, you can't kill even if they're chasing you, according to Yehuda. Shuvin Levi, Holtek, and Shimon. We pass Takim Shimon. It's a question how to read the Gemara. So how do we pass it on this? So, if you follow, I mean, I'm not belaboring the point of the Gemara.
These things that they're chasing after
him. So that's the pashas. It's a Pigor Nefesh. Apparently, he holds it's what would be the svara to say that they're chasing after you? There should be also, besides those five. I will share also the organ. I feel the words in Achav Lebihuda. What's the svar for that? I guess it's not really people of nefesh, not necessarily people. They don't think they're going to catch you. I'm not sure. We pass up shim anyway, but yeah. Okay, so think about it. The Rambam brings as follows: Per Gid Alef Halacha Dalam Halachos Shabbos. Chayav Aremes Shei Noshkin Umemisin. You know, they bite, they can kill you, and so on. Vada Kigon Zvuv Shemitzayim Vitzir Sheminimbei. All these cases: the Akor Shemichadya Nachos Shemitz Yisrael Kalav Shemchomakom. Mutar laharga b'shabes kashiyiru. Okay, those five things. As soon as you see him, you can kill him. Okay, usharkan lazikim. Then if how you rots in achrav mutar laharga how yoshim kolan or barchel in front of also laharga. Then he mentioned at the end again. We'll talk. This is really more relevant to the next melacha, but it's brought here too. Being darsam lefitumo b'shas hilucha laharga mutar. If as you're walking, you stepped on him, it's okay. It doesn't look like you did it. All right. All right, the Magen Mishnah says. Say again.
If you walk down and step.
Well, your point is even if it is chavin, but it doesn't look. It matters only as we see not to confuse other people. What's allowed, what's not allowed. You're just walking. Yeah. Okay.
Why would you be allowed to?
Yeah, so let's see. So but again, it's Malacha Shins Ramufa, it's not your goal. Let's see.
No, but it's your goal, it's
not. Yeah, but it's not the Malacha of Tzad. As for Tzad, or in this case, Shchita, it's not your purpose, it's not to, I mean, it, to some extent it is. But so the Shabur is going to explain in a second. I'm going to explain it. Okay. First, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. So Mishim Tezayin Sifyud. Kol Chayav Rem Shein Nosh Misim Vada and Derog Mishamas Afilu Ein Rot Zirachra. Mishar Mazikin Kiyol Nochal Shrakam Mokom Shein Amavisim Rot Zirachra Mutal Orgam Yilav Oso. Right. So again, if it's a type of thing that Vada come after people kill you, then you can preempt and do whatever you have to do. We can kill it on Shabbos. But other types of things, they're not necessarily going to kill you. So then if you're being pursued, so it's mutter, otherwise it's dosar. You can kill it, make it look like nonchalantly, make it look like you're not really doing it. So let's see. The Das Haramah Mechay Malach Hashem Mufil Gitzorach Lomar the Hachi Kamer Shein Mishim Vaday El Sufik Kikruch Nefesh. Okay, the investigator shooting before. According to the Rambam, he says Malach Hashem Tzichos Chayev Deraisa. You have to say here it's only a Sufik Kikruch Nefesh. That's why I answered you. It's not so clear they're going to catch you or whatever. Avraham, that was your question. So Mishavur says it's a Sufik Kikruch Nefesh. Lachain Berotzim Achrav Ika Chashash Sakhat Mishari Miul Adidan. Nervous and anxious about it, and is concerned. Okay, talking about things which are naturally, they cause harm with biting and so on. They may not kill you, but they don't like it. He says, but Mashainakin Parush, fleas, Kilael. Even if it bit you, they're not going to kill you. Okay, again, leaving out the allergy problems. So then, Bahani also argued off kishen otzen as eli avrichem yala. If they don't kill, then you get a mosquito. You get a mosquito. Again, I'm not talking about someone who has allergies. But if you get a mosquito, you get a mosquito bite. You get bitten by a bee. You get bitten by a bee. Okay, the darsim huadin shakofel of kli. Step on him and cover him with something. Why is okay? I feel him is coming. She says the Mishabur and Sukkotin. Memechas. I feel him is coming. The Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufahi. Malacha Kishain Mazikin. I feel with Rabbanon Lo Gozu. Kishain Hargan Lehedya. Ela Sheyir, if they are Roa, Kilim is coming. Shalo Yomru Zenot on the Shalom Shabbos. All is allowed to kill out of killing Shabbos. God goes around spraying insecticide or whatever, spritz, bug spray, bug repellent, or he goes and says, people, all your lives are telling us the Shabbos Shabbos. Lo yedu l'chalek, they won't know the difference. Aval nemolim, omnav, nemolim, shar shkotzim, osam, filo derech hilucho, osal adorsim. Ants and so on and so forth, those you can't step on purpose because they're not causing any damage at all. They're not threatening. So you have to be careful trying not to step on ants. You might, l'chalek, what do you call them, carpenter? Not carpenter. These red ants, so some ants are dangerous. They do bite. Okay, Texas and some of these places, right?
Fire ants.
Fire ants, yeah, right. Fire ants. Okay, I guess they can be dangerous. But as a general rule, at least around here, ants, you should not be step on the shops because they're not threatening you anyway.
They're more
fiery, yeah. Okay. Anyway, then I feel they're chalukah so hard, the Darsan. All right. Yeah. And he talks about other types of things which are not dangerous by themselves, but if they get into your food, they can be dangerous. Okay, certain like worms or types of stuff like that. But the Mishnah says, okay, so cover your food. It doesn't give you a head to kill or to even trap them. All right. Because it transmits virus. Yeah, that was a concern. I thought it was at one time.
At one time, it was definitely
happens to be in Detroit, where my wife is from. Okay. The Rabbanim there, killing mosquitoes because of the dangerous virus going on. Yeah, so they said on Shabbos.
Next voice from Zoom. He says that where his wife's in Detroit, the Rabbanim were matir mosquitoes for that reason.
Right, that's why they spray for them like New Jersey, yeah. Where they have helicopters.
Yes, yeah, so right. So Mistoma would be the legitimate concern. I remember even before when that first came out, I thought, oh boy, mosquitoes are a real problem. I thought it immediately turned out not to be a big problem, I guess because they treated. You know, the mosquitoes aren't around as much anymore, I guess, for that reason. Yeah. I mean, I remember as a child, even as a teenager, a young adult also, mosquitoes sometimes at night in the summer. Mm-hmm. The biting was half the problem.
But they also, like a lot of houses, get sprayed now.
Right. They're treated. Yeah. We have a problem now by me with deer. The deer can chew up a whole garden. If we have now the stuff they put out to keep the deer out, my wife said, we've got to get it. But I remember as a kid with mosquitoes, part of the problem was being bitten, but the other problem was you couldn't fall asleep because they're buzzing around your ear. It's so annoying. You want to wet them. Anyway, let's just finish up the last few things that again have to do with the. So we'll talk about more. We talk about about the shochet. But the in terms of tzad, the Mishnah says in Kuf Lamed and Beis, Yoshav Echad al Pesa Velo Milu, person sat by the doorway and didn't fill up the whole door. Now, a second guy came, and now, you know, animals can't get in and out because two people blocking the door. Okay, then a Sheni Chayav. The second guy is going to be chayav for trapping on the inside. And he sat down, that completed the act of confinement. Okay, if a guy was sitting there and he did fill it up, another guy sat down next to him. The other person now left, the first person left, the first person's chayav, Shani's potter. It's like a guy, and here's the key for us. Go back to your cat question, right? The guy closed the door. The shomer to protect the house, okay. But there was a deer inside. Let's be inside, and now it's more shomer toho. That would seem to be allowed, all right. So look in Rashi kufa mibeis. Hasheni chayev shu tzado. He's the one who trapped Allah. Lama sheni zedom v'achash nitzar de rishon. Lenoa l'spesel l'shomer v'lo lotzu. Okay, I close my house not for trapping, but to keep my house safe. I want to lock the front door. Okay. Now the deer, it's the same thing here. Right? The deer was in from before. The cat was in from before. Just to close the door is okay. That's why I brought that case, not for the two people sitting by the door. It's not so common. But the Rambam says, 77, okay. All right. One person locked it. Chayim. Okay. Now, lu shnayim p'tur, because shnayim shall also fine. And if the first person can do it himself, you need a boat. Okay. That's the dinam we spoke about at the beginning of the year, two people and so on. And he mentioned this business of Yoshua, Rishon, and Malu. Second one, all right. Yeah, the passage like this did. But the answer is, lamaz adom, lano, beis shama, ninta, si shama, soko, shalo, osa, klum. The guy didn't do anything. And that's like passage, shulchan aruch, also in submission, tezai, and si, above. And based on this, the B'ri Halacha and some Shitta Zayin Tzivav has a discussion. Can you say, he quotes a lot of Ram, Shekhasim Dehecha Shekvar Nitzo Pamecha Sulo Shayach Bo Tzeda Umutar Lisko Adela Sedei Mechavim Lishmo Beis of Lolo Tzirov. So that's a Machokas. Okay, Machokas Achronim about it. All right. Yeah. All right, the Aruch HaShulchan at the end that I printed 80, since Zion Sid Beis talks about the rabid dog. Okay, is it a sakana brura? Is that we assume that rabies is a suffix. Okay. Uh-huh. That is true. Today you can get a shot right away within the next single hour.
Yeah, but you have a certain window, and if you don't get it, you will die.
Yeah.
If you do get it, you won't die. But like, there's too much.
What are you saying?
They have to have the vaccination in the hospital. I think it's a real suffix, but
yeah. So your Carl Fischoka talks with a double suffix, you don't know if it's a rabid animal.
Also,
the double suffering.
That's literally false. You also don't know if it's going to like
bites
you if it's actually
going to
break
your skin.
But assuming it does,
real danger. Yeah.
I don't think it will.
Yeah, I think if you make holes, I think so. Just last thing, just a couple of points. Since we're talking about animals, we'll finish with this. Okay, general pet care. So I mentioned pets and books, and it's okay to walk a pet. You know, Zarko. Problem with a leash without an Eruv, so you have to keep the leash tight. So it's not dragging, it was a carrying question. It's okay to close the door, even if even the Arbonne, if it's something, because your goal is to protect your house. Okay, feeding pets is allowed on Shabbos. Okay. With dental group to make a tzadis mutter by a dangerous animal like rabies, rabid type of thing. And releasing a trapped animal, that's mutter. The animal's there, and you will open the cage. At least release it. It's also mutter. Okay, we'll stop here. That's the end of the Chatzar. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow.
This is okay, but if a cat tries, it's not your cat, it's not your house.
Thank you, Abby.